Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025. Time to check in with the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill. Last time we talked with them, they were having a fundraiser Valentine's party with an interesting theme. So we checked in about that, and we also found out more about the special exhibit that's going to be open in time for April vacation.
My name is Dr. Charles Rolski. I'm the Executive Director and Senior Research Scientist at the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill, Maine. The Valentine's Day event that we had was our most successful event in my tenure so far, which was really great. It was a lot of fun to talk about unusual relationships in the animal kingdom. And things can get weird, but the audience made it a lot of fun. It was standing room only, and it just gave us a lot more motivation to have events like that. It's a lot of work, but it's so rewarding for us as a nonprofit.
And the Touch Tank is going to be open for April vacation.
The Touch Tank is finally here and ready. It's not always easy to recreate the ocean inside of a building, so it took a while to get it set up, but it's here. We're going to be opening on April 16th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. We've got some really great goodies. We'll have some interactive exhibits. The Blue Chill here in Blue Hills is giving us some popsicles at a really good deal that we're going to give out. The entire event is free, and it marks the start of our Touch Tank season. So October through May, we'll be open Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon and 2 to 4 p.m. And then June through September, we'll be open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's on your website, I would assume.
It's on our website. We're adding an additional page just to feature the Touch Tank. And it's in a press release that's recently been out. But again, we're making it free for the first year, which doesn't make the most fiscal sense. But we understand that times are tough. But we definitely encourage donations. Anything people are willing to give, go directly to us growing our aquariums, growing our interactive exhibits, and working with more schools and communities.
What's in the Touch Tank that kids of all ages are going to be able to touch?
We have a lot of different animals in the Touch Tank, from sea cucumbers to sea stars, different crabs. It's going to kind of be a reflection of what we find out in the community or what fishermen bring our way. But we will have our celebrity Arnold Klammer there, who is a chimera lobster, 1 in 50 million. He's such a diva. He gets his own enclosure now, but we're happy to support him.
He was trying to eat his neighbors, wasn't he?
He gets a little temperamental. I think the coverage got to his head, and he's got a little bit of that celebrity attitude. So we'll deal with that. He'll be in his own cage, his own enclosure, but we're really excited. There's going to be a lot of cool animals for people to interact with.
Before we wrap up, yesterday we reported on some of the cuts to environmental funding through the EPA, and I just wanted to check in and see how the Shaw Institute is doing in terms of all of these research grants and funding, federal funds just going away.
The Shaw Institute is definitely in some pain, and we share that with a lot of universities, organizations around the United States. It affects us. We applied through the federal grant opportunities, and we're successful up to a point. But almost more importantly, it affects organizations that we collaborate with. We're nothing if we don't have samples sent our way, and if our collaborators aren't able to acquire samples based on this ripping away of funds, then it's just going to be almost a really bad domino effect. And we're not studying small things here. We're talking about Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer. I mean, this is big time stuff that we have limited access to. So we're trying to stay strong, take it a day at a time, and find the community partners and collaborative partners that can build us up as we're doing for them.
All right. Well, if people want to know how they can help out, get involved, come visit the Touch Tank, what's your website?
We're at shawinstitute.org. We have a newsletter. We try to keep it updated regularly. Please pay attention to the website for any updates as well. And yeah, any additional support is massive. We're keeping our heads down and we're fighting through it. We're not letting up. We're going to double down on our messaging. It affects us all. The climate and where we are right now is so apolitical that it's okay for us to demonstrate our community presence and why we're of value here and why we so value being a part of our communities.
That was Dr. Charles Rolski of the Shaw Institute. Their website again is shawinstitute.org. And finally, and I'll have more on this tomorrow and or Friday, there is a National Day of Action that's happening across the country with several locations in Maine this coming Saturday, April 5th. You can find all the details at handsoff2025.com. They say on their website, quote, Trump, Musk, and their billionaire cronies are orchestrating an all-out assault on our government, our economy, and our basic rights, enabled by Congress every step of the way. If we don't fight now, there won't be anything left to save, end quote. Again, you can get more information and details on the locations at handsoff2025.com. For Round Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.